and coming into our sitting postures, our sitting practice, using what we've been engaged in so far, the mindful movements, the body scan, to really help us become embodied for the sitting. And so with sitting, adjusting the posture so nothing's tight, constricted, making sure you're feeling nice and planted with your feet, your legs, your hands, your bottom. Possibly rolling those shoulders again, up, back and down, loosen them up again. And up, back and down again, so that the back is gently straight, shoulder blades soft to the back, chest gently lifted, opening the heart, the physical heart, the emotional, the loving heart, the friendly heart. And letting this poem by Mark Nepo bring us into our sitting so that we can engage with body and breathing in the present moment fully and as a friend. And it's called Having Loved Enough. One moment. Having loved enough. Having loved enough and lost enough, I'm no longer searching, just opening. No longer trying to make sense of pain, but trying to be a soft and sturdy home in which real things can land. These are the irritations that rub into a pearl. So we can talk for a while, but then we must listen, the way rocks listen to the sea. And we can churn at all that goes wrong, but then we must lay all distractions down and water every living seed. And yes, on nights like tonight, I too feel alone, but seldom do I face it squarely enough to see that it's a door into the endless breath that has no breather, into the surf that human shells call God. So lots of beautiful instructions there for our practice to let go of searching and rather just opening. To let go of having to make sense of pain, but to be a soft and sturdy home in which real things can land. Yeah. So we feel body, we feel breathing, and we open. We remember our intentions for being here. We do our best to open to this moment fully. May I meet this moment fully. May I meet it as a friend. And we listen in stillness, in silence. Feeling the breath wherever it's easy, perhaps some full breaths. Connect with it. letting it subside. And just feeling body sitting and being breathed. Soothing touch at any point, friendly touch, hand to heart or elsewhere. Noticing for a little while the in-breath, feeling the qualities of the in-breath, how it opens the body. There's a feeling of uplift, of energy, of spaciousness. And feeling the beautiful out-breath for a while, its qualities. Feeling how the body drops and softens with each out-breath. A natural release. A natural relaxation. And meeting this moment fully, meeting it as a friend as we breathe in and out. Noticing the qualities of breathing in and out. Perhaps making a little mental note of particular qualities as you breathe as a way to gather the mind, to settle it. distractions will take us away from our loving awareness, opening to them without letting them take over, making a little mental note, letting go of churning at all that's going wrong in our lives, laying all distractions down, feeling the breath, the body. The endless breath. It's as if the breath is a loving friend, so abiding with us. Moment to moment. And if you care to, letting the breathing expand and fill the whole body, breath and body as a whole. If that feels helpful, deepens your awareness. Otherwise, just stay with the breath in your chosen spot. With breath and body as a whole together, we might feel even more the beautiful qualities of breathing in and out. The nourishing and soothing effects of breathing in and out. The expansion, uplift, spaciousness, energy of the in-breath. And the soothing, releasing, relaxing, calming qualities of the out-breath. And as you've been practicing, you may have noticed some difficulty as a repeated distraction that needs tender care, that's asking you to face it squarely, to see it as an open door into a deeper awareness and friendliness. And so we can take a few minutes for a rain practice. Be sure to feel really grounded, feel body. And then the rain practice is to recognize with a name, a label, whatever the difficulty is, to really allow it to be here. To investigate it, that's the eye of rain, with your awareness. And we investigate through the body primarily, letting go of all the thoughts about it. Thoughts and emotions show, feel them into the body. Being curious and kind. And the end of rain is remembering that this is not all of who you are, that it's nature rolling on, conditions showing in your body, mind, heart, and moving through, not permanent. All of those ends of rain are wonderful ways to nurture ourselves, another end of rain. So soothing touch, perhaps soothing words as well. So taking a bit of time with the difficulty in the silence, or continue to practice with breathing, breath and body as a whole, perhaps. You feel overwhelmed, then let it be and just ground again in body, in breathing. Maybe open to sounds, open the eyes. Ground. Letting go of specific answers. Taking a few moments to wrap up your investigation, appreciating any benefits, any understanding that may have arisen, or just the knowing that you've given yourself this tender care, even if there's still confusion, pain. Thich Nhat Hanh reminds us, if I know that love is myself and that pain is also myself, that understanding is myself and suffering too, then I will be mindful. I will not suppress my own suffering because I know that I can transform it into a flower. The flower exists because suffering exists. Letting body be grounded. Releasing all investigation and simply sitting and being breathed. The beautiful breath. Opening and expanding, uplifting, and soothing, releasing, calming on the out-breath. noticing any benefits from the practice. Any easing of the heart, the mind, the body. Or maybe not. And can we bring kindness to that? Hand to the heart or other soothing touch. No matter how we practice, we're a little more real. And sometimes that hurts. And all in all, it feels better and better to be more real, to be meeting life fully, to be meeting it as a friend. May whatever benefits have accrued from our practice be of help to us and to all whose lives we touch. May we all live fully. May we all love fully. May we all be free.